Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife. And we hope you're going to have a spectacular Sunday.
Absolutely.
On today's call, we're going to discuss seven things believers receive. There's an old saying, if you don't believe in something, you'll fall for anything.
That's right.
More properly said, if you don't believe in the Word of God, then you'll more likely fall for the tricks, traps, lies, deceptions, and wiles the enemy throws your way. The word believe is found in 131 verses in the King James Bible. However, we're going to share with you seven things that you must believe.
And one extremely important thing in all of this is that you will not know what those even are unless you're reading the Word.
Absolutely.
And staying in it and understanding it, because you receive nothing if you don't know it's available.
That's exactly right.
Think about that.
First, you must believe God is a miracle-working Savior.
Hallelujah.
Matthew 9:28. When he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, believe ye that I'm able to do this? And they said unto him, yea, Lord. The first step to miracle manifestation in our lives is to believe. We believe people every day. We believe that if we work 40 hours a week for an employer, he'll pay us. We believe that family and friends, well, we believe them when they tell us they're going to do something. We believe electricity is real even though we can't see it. We believe that when we turn on a switch in our homes, that electricity will provide power for lights, heat, and air conditioning, as well as for all our appliances and electronic toys. We believe that when we put our keys in the ignition of our cars, that they will start and perform as they were manufactured to do. There are a lot of things we can't see or prove, yet we believe. We take people at their word. But somehow we fail to take God at his word.
Think of that.
Oh, wow. We fail to take him at his word when he tells us to believe in his miracle-working power manifesting through our lives. Mark 16:17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Do you believe in the word? Do you believe in the promises of Jesus? Do you believe that we serve a miracle-working God? Do you believe that God is no respecter of persons? If you believe, then God's miracle-working power will flow through each of us.
Amen. Second, you must believe it's time to get serious about praying for lost family members and
Amen.
Friends.
Amen.
Wow, with the way the world's going. In addition to believing, we must make a commitment to pray through for those family members. I'm telling you, time is getting short. In Mark 1:15 says, and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. I just read a meme yesterday that said, we need to live every day as though it were our last, because one day it will be.
That's good.
This is the day of salvation. This is the day your loved ones are set free from the burdens of sin. Persevere in prayer. I'm telling you, it pays off. John 8:24 says, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. It's very simple. We either believe Jesus died for our sins or we don't. But it's a life and destiny changing decision. Acts 16:31 says, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. What does it take to wipe away our sins from the past, secure God's blessings for our future? We need to believe. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, that's a beginning, the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Confessing what we believe is a visual sign to the heavens, host of heavens, and to the world below that we believe in Jesus, his birth, life, crucifixion, death, and resurrection. And one more scripture. We need to believe that no matter the hell of your loved ones are living in right now, that God, yes, our God, will save them from their sins, because that's just who he is.
Hallelujah.
And the nature of his character. 2 Peter 3:9, Classic Amplified Bible. The Lord does not delay and is not tardy or slow about what he promises, according to some people's conception of slowness, but he is long-suffering, extraordinarily patient toward you, not desiring that any should perish, but that all should turn to repentance.
Third, don't be afraid. Just believe. Mark 5:36. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. We've often said that fear and faith can't live in the same house. Why either live in fear of the unknown or have faith that God will do what his word says he will do if we believe. Luke 8:50. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she be made whole. You will never experience the miracles you're unwilling to believe for. That's strong.
Wow. And what is my other saying? It says, we're not limited by natural law. We are only limited by what we can believe God for.
That's it.
Fourth, we must believe all things are possible to us. I believe God makes the impossible possible for me. That word impossible is not in my, personal copy of Webster's Intercollegiate Dictionary. It's not a misprint of the book, as it was literally cut out, along with my husband cut out quit, can't, try, and compromise. Mark 9:23 says, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. When Henry Ford decided to produce his famous V8 motor, he chose to build an engine with the entire 8 cylinders cast in one block. He told and instructed his engineers to produce a design for the engine. The design was placed on paper, but the engineers all agreed to every man that it was simply impossible to cast an 8-cylinder engine block in one piece. So Ford merely replied, produce it anyway. You know, the impossible becomes possible only if and when you believe that it is possible to do so.
Amen.
Hebrews 11:6 teaches us, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If we believe, we will be rewarded for our faith.
Hallelujah. Fifth, you must believe and not doubt. Just as fear and faith can't successfully occupy the same house or body, neither can faith and doubt. We must believe with no doubt. Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Love it. Here's a question that needs to be asked and answered. Do we really believe that when we pray, what we pray for will come to pass? Or do we allow a tinge of doubt to become our justification? John 20:27. Then Jesus said to Thomas, put your finger here and look at my hands. Take your hand, put it in my side. Stop doubting and believe. We need to never condemn ourselves if we have moments of doubt. When our ability to believe for a miracle breakthrough begins to wane. Well, that happened to Thomas. Romans 14:22, contemporary English version. What you believe about these things should be kept between you and God. You are fortunate if your actions don't make you have doubts. Through reading the Word and prayer, you will develop wonder-working faith where you can believe God for your answers.
And let me tell you, it's the trying of your faith. What do you think is the trying of your faith? Trying of your faith is when you, well, it just doesn't look like it's happening. That's the trying of your faith. So don't think you're not going to have your moments. But when God breaks through, that's when you realize, yes, you realize, hey, he was there all along. And it's going to strengthen your faith.
That's right.
Sixth, you will receive what you believe. Mark 11:24, New Living Translation, says it this way. I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. That's a real simple and a great one to personalize. Ain't it, baby?
Yep.
I like it. I tell you, I'm sorry, did you have a word?
No, I'm just going to personalize it.
I tell you, Lawrence can pray for anything, and if Lawrence believes that he received it, it will be his.
Hallelujah.
Throw one in there.
If I tell you, Carol can pray for anything, and if Carol believes she received it, it will be hers.
Amen. We need to pray, believe, receive. It's a spiritual law and a kingdom progression.
Yes, it is.
We grow in faith. What we believe we will receive, we become what we believe ourselves to be, and that's the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Amen. Seventh, you will receive power when you believe. John 1:12, Classic Amplified. But as to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the authority, power, privilege, right to become children of God. That is, to those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name. When we believe, we receive his authority. We can operate in his power because it's a privilege and a right as a born-again child of God. Ephesians 1:19. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power? Wow, that's a great verse to personalize as well. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to will who believes according to the working of his mighty power? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to fill us who believes according to the working of his mighty power? That just makes you shout.
Amen.
Now, you need to say with me, I am a believer.
I am a believer.
I am a receiver.
I am a receiver.
I operate in kingdom power.
I operate in kingdom power.
Can somebody say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
For Rich Thoughts TV.
It's good.
It is good tonight. Going to be really good. Well, till then, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God that you're reading every day. Hallelujah.
Amen. We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.